Welcome to the Self-Publishing School Podcast. This is the podcast to listen to if you're an aspiring writer or an author who wants to be more successful. On this show, you'll learn how to write and launch a book successfully, all from the top authors and people just like you who are doing it at the highest level. I'm your host, Chandler Volt, the founder of Self-Publishing School, the author of the book called Published, and the CEO of selfpublishing.com. For free training on how to publish a book that sells 10,000 copies, go to selfpublishing.com/free training. Hey, Chandler Volt here, and joining me today is Marisa Murgatroyd, straight out of the TV studio, came out of the TV studio in LA, and now to the Self-Publishing School podcast. So Marisa is the founder of Live Your Message, where she turns entrepreneurs into online superheroes. She's got a past life as an award-winning documentary filmmaker and 7 years in the nonprofit world. And her focus is on helping entrepreneurs become the bold, colorful, vibrant expression of who they are online. Because let's be honest, that's the way that you cut through the noise with billions of websites to actually be heard. And she's really passionate about creating online courses that get results. And so what we're going to be talking about today is turning your book into an online course, designing an online course to get results, and so many other fun things. So Marisa, great to have you here.
Yeah, great to be here, Chandler.
So for starters, I mean, you're really passionate about creating online courses, but not only just online courses, but online courses that get results. Why is that a passion of yours, and how did you get into that?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think when people know better, they do better. And I'm sure your audience are creating books because they've got knowledge, they've got information to share. And when people have new knowledge, new information, new insight, they take different actions. And books are an incredible way to reach a whole lot of people, bring them into your world. But you can get a deeper transformation with an online course than you can from almost any other thing, because you may be spending, whether it is, you know, 4 weeks or 12 weeks, or I've had people in my world for 4 or 5 years where they're not just learning, they're actually developing skills, they're completing projects, they're achieving goals, they're enhancing their performance in some other area of their life. But what most people don't realize is that even though it's a $1 billion a year industry, the average course only has about 3 to 7% of people complete and engage and get the results that were promised. So I've just been obsessing on how to do courses better, because education, you know, in the schoolrooms hasn't changed for 300 years and online hasn't changed for mostly 30 years. And our brains work a little bit different. And when you know how to work with the way people naturally learn and change their lives rather than against it, you can actually drive 10 to 30 times the industry standard results. So instead of getting 3% of people to actually take life-changing action, you're getting between 30 and 90%. And when that happens, you get so many referrals and so many repeat sales, and your refunds go down. But more importantly, you know that you're making a huge difference in people's lives, that they're actually following through, they're taking action, they're doing new things. Yeah. And you're the person who helped them do it.
Where'd you learn that? The teaching, the way people actually learn?
You know, I learned it because I was teaching the way that everybody else teaches to start with, right? And I didn't naturally think I was a course creator. I remember the moment when my husband popped the question, you know, not the one that you think, but we were walking to the Hollywood sign and it's a symbol of fame and fortune. And he said, Marisa, why don't you create a course? And the first words out of my mouth was who would want to learn from me, you know, followed by what would I even teach? And as I started to percolate a little bit more, I realized that I did have a lot of life experience. There were things that I was good at and that I could help people develop the skills that I had developed over a lifetime. And my first courses were getting the results that everybody else got. And I didn't feel good about selling things that weren't delivering results, because if I'm going to take someone's money, I want to really help them, right? And so I just started to obsess about how can I support people and actually following through. I mean, even with books, a lot of books sit on the shelf and don't get read, right? And the same goes for courses. And so I started to look at where in the world are people really hooked on taking action? Where in the world are they spending all their attention and their focus? And that led me to the world of apps and games. You know, people are on social media all day long because they understand the reward system in our brains. They understand how to give us these little micro wins that keep us hooked and checking back. And you can use that to cause people to waste a lot of time, but you can also use that to help people follow through on their commitments. And I've been, since then, really developing a methodology to help course creators not just deliver information, because you can get all the information you want on YouTube or on Google for free, but actually, how do you get people into that life-changing action where they're excited to take your course, where it's the thing they want to do every single day?
Gamifying the action taken and making it fun and addicting. So you alluded to this. This is on my list of things to ask you about because I was curious about it. So you alluded to the fact that like there's overarching principles that apply to books as well. So I want to go into the online course stuff, obviously, and go through. I got a bunch of thoughts and questions there. But I guess first and foremost, for nonfiction authors, how can they use the principles that you talk about to gamify and to create more engaging courses for their books so that more people read the book and get results from the book?
Yeah, well, my formula, it's called the experience formula, and there are 10 core experiences that you can embed into books, into products, into marketing. And it's not just the gamification, it's what I call experiencification. And it really understands how do adults learn and what's the psychology of motivation. And there's gamification and behavioral design in there too. But it sounds technical, but it's actually very straightforward and intuitive when you start to do it. So part of it is, what does the finish line look like? So a lot of times when people are reading a book, it's because they have like an intellectual fascination or curiosity about something. But when you look at all the studies on adult learners, most of the time, learners want like just-in-time information. They want exactly what they need, no more, no less, to get a specific result in their lives. So even orienting your book around a specific promise or transformation, what someone going to do, be, feel, have, overcome, or achieve, versus like it's a textbook on what you know. And I think that that ends up being what happens so often. And when people can't immediately relate it to their own life experience, their own world, it can be hard to keep going because something else comes up that is more urgent. So some of it happens right in the beginning of the book in terms of what is that promise? What is that focus? How do you create a book that has that crystal clear finish line? And when there's a finish line, people can see that they're making progress towards the finish line. And then you want to start thinking about how do people feel like they're winning? So it's not just they understand where they are and where they're going through the book, where the book is taking them, but they feel like there are steps and wins along the way. And it's not just any kind of steps and wins along the way. You're actually like ramping people up a lot of times from small, simple actions and wins to larger and larger actions and wins. And that's how you gain skill and capability. So a lot of times people start with a book, it's like chronological order. And that's a linear structure, but I recommend a motivational structure. So, you know, a lot of times when you look at the structure of books, like the question is, well, what is the goal of this book? If the goal of the book is to simply sell copies or whatever it happens to be, that's one thing. But if the goal of the book is to get people to page 349 or whatever that last page is for you, then you've got to think about, well, what is that journey that you're taking people on and what's going to keep them coming back chapter after chapter after chapter? That goes beyond the style of the book and your ability as a writer, but it's really what's in it for them, right?
And so how would you do that? Like, let's just use, so it's a very pertinent example. So I've got, it looks funny because I'm redoing it. So I cut the corner off so I don't give it away. That's what happened last time I was doing my updated and revised version of the book. I marked it up. And then I accidentally gave away the copy. You know, you got all these books around the house. And so, but anyways, my book published, right? So I'm about to do an update and revised version. And what I'm hearing you say is structuring it motivationally versus chronologically. And I mean, my table of contents, the way it was written and the way I'm planning on rewriting it is chronologically. Like you create your mind map, then your outline, then you go through the writing process. So how would you maybe do it differently based on what you're saying, or change up some pieces to make it more engaging?
Yeah. So first of all, the best way to start a book is by creating what I call a future self vision for someone, which is a vision of who it is that they're going to become through the process of going through your book, and to relate that to the overall mission of the book or the promise that you're delivering through it. So let me give you an example of one of my students. He was building a course on how to get musicians to get their music listed on TV shows, right? And he was having the first step be like, the first step is you have to go to all the studios and you have to fill out the paperwork so you become eligible, right? And talk about like having musicians do paperwork as the very first step, right? And even a mind map, it's like overwhelming, right? It can be overwhelming. It's like you're getting them right in there. And so you want that first step to do a couple of things. You want it to be so clear and so obvious that everyone will succeed. No one can fail. They don't feel that instant friction or putting on the brakes or the fear that comes up. They're like, oh, this is so much easier than I thought it would be. So I had my student create an exercise where the first training was to build their dream 50 list. It's the 50 TV shows that if they were to get on any one of them, they're basically being the program, going through the program would be worth it. It would be worth the investment. It would be a huge success. And then to make it so easy that they're actually giving the students, here are all the lists of TV shows by genre that you can submit your music to. So the very first training is motivational in the sense is they're creating their dream 50 list. And as they put each show on the list, they're imagining themselves being on that show. So now that they've got that motivation, they've got that clarity of vision, if they're then going to do the paperwork, they're going to have a little bit more in the bank account because motivation is really like a bank account. So people start off with high motivation. And you can add to the bank account, which is going to help them continue all the way through, or you can be making withdrawals. And so a lot of times the withdrawals start in the first chapter of a book or the first training or module of a program, because people aren't aware of this kind of mechanism of ramping people up into greater levels of excitement and what I call unstoppable momentum. And this is the state that I aim for in all of my materials. And it's the state of unlimited possibility grounded in real world action, right? So if you understand, you can actually just ramp people up. And then, of course, you add the wins and things like that on top of it. But does that make sense? Because trying to get the ideas out of your head, it's a lot. No? So maybe if I were there writing your book and it's called Published. All right. Just, all right. Take a moment to imagine your book. Does it have a blue colored cover? Does it have a purple color? Imagine it's there like sitting on, you know, an airport bookshelf and that people from all over the world are passing that and it's calling out to, you know, whatever it happens to be, you know, like what is that experience? Imagine what this becomes possible for them when they get to that last page of the book and you're really just putting them there and you're getting this emotional connection before they take any kind of action and they could still have a win within it.
Yeah, you know? That's cool. That's super smart. Hey, let's switch gears from so now we figured out how to write our books better and in a more engaging way where people are going to actually read it and implement what they learn. What about for authors who want to turn their book into a course? Like any advice for those folks? How can they do it? And then how can they, because I think there's two buckets that most people think is like, all right, how do I turn my book into a course? But then also how do I get my first sales of that course?
Absolutely. And that's a really great thing to do because the truth is that no matter how much you put into a book, it will usually only take people so far because you don't have that interaction, that back and forth that you can have in a course when you're able to have the video and then audio and community and potentially group coaching calls and all the different things. And because of that too, you can charge a lot more for a course than you can for a book. I remember my first course actually did it as a book. I did it as one of those Fiden style books that were beautifully designed. And I tried to charge $97 for it. And I got all these refunds because people were used to not paying more than $20 or $30 for a book, right? And so when I did the same content, but I did it as a training, all of a sudden people were paying $200 to $300. So one of the things is, you know, I would start with, well, what does that course allow people to do, be, feel, have, overcome, or achieve? And then from there, you know, you're essentially creating the modules and creating the trainings and creating all the different pieces with your voice, with slides, sometimes with video if you want it to, or live on group coaching calls. So it really is, it's the same content. I'm going to create a book version of everything that I've been talking about too, but that won't prevent anyone from wanting to buy the course because the course is in a different format and just simply listening to something and taking action as you listen feels very different than reading a book. Plus, for the most part, books are consumed individually, where a lot of courses have cohort or community elements to them. And that's what many people need to really stay engaged. So they're not alone kind of at home doing this. They're actually doing it at a specific time and pace with a group of people. So you know, you really, it's a very easy switch, because if you've written a book, that means you already know what your topic is. You already know what your subject matter expertise is. You've got a lot of it laid out. And as you map it to a course, you're really mapping it to actions, because a lot of times a book is people are just reading about it. And there are essentially four levels of learning and engagement. And the first is the theoretical level. And that's great. And that's where most books stay. But the theoretical level, it's got the least amount of perceived value of all the different levels. The next level is the tactical, which is the how-to. And that's great, because people feel like they're listening, they're learning, and they're taking action. But the next level is the transformational, which is, what does learning and taking action allow someone to do in their actual lives? And this is where courses start to heat up and increase the perceived value, because people realize, okay, by learning this, by watching these videos, by taking these actions, I'm all of a sudden going to be able to meet my soulmate and fall in love, or I'm going to be able to have the vitality and the health or the weight that I want, or I'm going to be able to leverage my time and scale my business and reach tens of thousands of people, right? And then there's, of course, the transcendental level, which is what will doing that allow you to achieve in the world. So a lot of times when people are taking this kind of life-changing action, it doesn't only benefit them, it benefits the larger world, where they're able to make a larger impact on people as well. So this is a way that a course can just hit more dimensions a lot of times than a book can. And it's a very natural progression. So what happens really well is a book can be that front end lead magnet, you know, where people maybe sometimes they get it free, sometimes they're paying what, $15 or whatever it happens to be, but it gets them so far. And if you really engage them in the book, they're like, well, what's next? How can I work with you? How can I actually, you know, have more interaction and engagement, not just reading what you wrote, but having that opportunity to maybe, you know, ask you a question or be guided by you in whatever shape or form. And that's where you can charge. I've got courses from $7 to $25,000. And I've made over $25 million in courses over the years with 10,000 students. So it's something that's allowed me to make a really big difference. And to be honest, I've done it the reverse. I did courses first, and then I'm going to publish a book later on. Yeah. But the courses have really supported me in a lot of different ways.
Cool. I think it'll be one of the best things you've ever done for your business.
I know. I got one in the works. I got one in the works.
Yeah, for sure. So talk to me. I mean, I think a question a lot of people have, okay, how much should I, you talked about, you know, going from book to course with kind of the audience journey. So I think a question a lot of people have is, okay, well, how much should I put in the book? What should I put in the course? And so I'd love to hear your take on that, as well as how do you take people from, okay, I read this book, to now I'm going to purchase this course.
Yeah. Well, the tricky thing is that, you know, a book has to be complete. It has to be complete. So maybe the book shares your methodology and it shares stories of successful people using the methodology. But the course is actually the tactical how-to of them doing it. Make sense? So a lot of times you can't do all of the levels of how-to in a book, because then it would become a manual or whatever it is. You need to do screen shares. There's all sorts of ways that a course allows you to do that tactical how-to in a way that a book doesn't. So you can think of a book as, you know, a date, like it's introducing you to the topic. But when you really want to go deep and you're like, you know what, I actually want to do this, that's when having a course comes in handy. So I find that because they're different formats, most people don't think, okay, you know, I'm done. I got the book version. I don't need the course, because the course is just going to offer dimensions that the book doesn't. So, you know, you want to make sure that there is something more, though, that the course experience offers than the book does. If it's just the exact same information, but in video form, probably not a lot of people want to do it. But if they're going to get, say, coaching, or they're going to get feedback, or they're going to get the opportunity to ask you questions, or they're going to get the opportunity to participate in a community, or they're going to have workshops around each of the topics covered, or reviews by someone, there's a lot of different ways to do it. Because what I always say is that people don't pay for information, they pay for transformation.
Right.
And so you think about, the book tends to be the information, and the course tends to be the transformation. It's why a book kind of caps out at $20. You know, it's great for getting the most number of people into your world possible. So there's an advantage of having something that low ticket, but courses can be up to tens of thousands of dollars, because what they're getting is the transformation.
That's great. I love that. I love that distinction. So I've turned my book into a course. Now, what's the fastest way to my first 5 or 10 sales of that course?
I love that you asked about the first 5 to 10 sales, because a lot of people ask about the first 500 to 1,000 sales, you know? And I always say that before you can make money while you sleep, you got to be able to make money while you're awake.
And, I love that.
Right. So here's the thing is, like, people want the thousands of customers. So they try to do all of this like marketing to get thousands of customers, and they don't get any customers because you haven't had a chance to really get to know your audience. So I recommend starting with a minimum viable product with minimum viable marketing and minimum viable technology. And the goal of the minimum viable product marketing technology is essentially to get those first 5 to 10 customers. And I've got a process for that, because really the idea is that before you spend a huge amount of time creating like masterclass.com style videos with lighting and music and cameras, you just want to test the idea and see, can you get 10 to 20 people to buy it? And once you deliver it, are they able to get the results? Do they have positive feedback, or are there things that you want to change? So if you think about a minimum viable product and say you want to create a Learjet, right? And then you ultimately, what you test as the MVP is just something that's going to fly and see whether that actually gets into the air. So I talk to people about, let's create the paper airplane or the hang glider version of your product first. And then if that proves out, if people are going to buy it, you know, then we can create the plane and then ultimately the Learjet and everything else like that. And I think that a lot of times people let the perfect be the enemy of the getting started choice. So I talk about just making these getting started choices. And when it comes to marketing, you know, I teach this kind of marketing pyramid. So if you can imagine, at the top of the pyramid is what I call production-based marketing. And at the bottom is connection-based marketing. So production-based marketing tends to be one-to-many, like a podcast. Connection-based marketing tends to be one-to-one. And in the middle, you've got one to few, which is maybe going and giving a talk to 20 or 50 or 100 people in person. All right. So if you start with connection-based one-to-one marketing, a lot of times you can get the first 10 to 20 customers in from people that you already know. Even if you live somewhere remote or in a country that doesn't have as big of an audience, almost everybody can get, you know, 10 to 20 customers from their existing circle. And it doesn't necessarily have to be your immediate friends and family, but it could be the people they know and the people they know. And when you understand that, you can actually start with very simple marketing that's able to get you those initial sales. That allows you to build confidence. It allows you to prove your model. It allows you to build momentum and brings in money that you can then invest in more sophisticated marketing. So that's kind of the way I teach it, because then it's sort of fail-proof to get started. We're just going to get you in the air. And once you're up there, you can feel how it feels. Then we can kind of take you higher and higher from that point.
That's smart. I like that a lot. It makes a lot of sense. So let's see. So I think this is the classic chicken or the egg question, which I think I'll have my bias and you'll have your bias, which will be fun. But I'm curious your take on this. Do I create the book first or the course first?
Well, you know, you're going to have your bias. I'm going to have mine. You already predicted it. So I created the course first. All right. And then I am working on a book. Mm-hmm. What I like about creating a course first is that you get a lot more feedback in that it's a co-creative process, especially if you launch live. I talk about a course being like an earn while you learn model. Say you do the minimum viable product version of your course. You jump on Zoom over 4 weeks or 8 weeks with 10 to 20 people. As you're delivering, they're giving you feedback. You can look at their faces. You can see them being like that, or you can see them be like, yeah, you know, like that. And that's going to give you so much of the information that you need to know whether you're on track. I mean, even if someone like Seth Godin, you know, how he wrote his books is at first he published 300 blog posts and he watched the feedback come in and then he allowed things to rise to the top. So he still did that kind of cycle of collaboration with your audience. And the other reason why I vote for course over book is because of the price points. Most courses are at least the ones that I teach people to design. I mean, $100 is on the low side. Many courses are $300, $500, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. So if you wanted to make $100,000 with a $2,000 course, you only need to sell 50 copies. But if you want to make, you know, $100,000 with a $20 book, you have to sell 5,000 copies. And no matter who you are, selling 50 is going to be easier than selling 5,000 in most cases, right? So And part of the reason I want to get people making money faster is then you can invest in, say, you know, your book, you can invest in really marketing, you can really invest, and you'll have an audience as well to launch your book too. And that's going to help because all of those customers can then end up buying your book, right?
Yeah, that's great. And I think my video froze, so I'll fix that in a second. So for those that are watching on the YouTube version, it might have froze up just a little bit. So on that note, so say I have created the online course. What are your thoughts on how to turn an online course into a book?
Yeah. So some of my methodology starts with what I call the big three, which is mission, future self vision, bird's eye view, and then, you know, the rest of the experience formula. So if you think about the mission, it's like, what is that promise? The future self is, who is that person becoming? And the bird's eye view is, how do you get someone from mission to mission accomplished? So I really like the idea of, once you've laid that out, you've laid that out of the how-to, and then through the process of delivering your course a few times, you get clearer and clearer about what your methodology is. A lot of times I have people figure out, well, what is just the process that you get people to? And then after you do this 2, 3, 4, 5 times, it starts to become a signature system. So a lot of people try to get that signature system out of the gate, but how do you know it's a signature system if nobody's gone through and gotten results yet? It's just like theoretical. So the course is allowing you to rapidly iterate and improve your methodology and get closer to what's really, truly different about it. So once you've done several iterations, it's a great time to create a book because now you know what it's all about. You've got stories of all the people who've gone through it that you can then share in your book. And you have that firsthand experience that comes, you know, with delivering this over and over again with real people. And that's going to give you so much insight and perspective for your book. So it comes alive in a way. It's not just ideas anymore. This is on the ground, practical experience. And the positioning that you can say is, I've led hundreds of people through this process, and now I want to make it available to everybody else, right? So it's a great, you know, storyline as well to market and sell your book.
So you're crystallizing the information by through the course side of things, and then using that to kind of synthesize into the book, and then using the book to then bring back more lead sales and referrals for the course.
Totally. Because the book will focus on, you know, the kind of what and the why, and the course is going to naturally focus a little bit more on the how, right? Yeah,
that's great. And so a couple final questions, just because I kind of, as we wrap up here, what, knowing what you know now, and I know we're going to talk in just a second. You've got some helpful resources that for people who are looking to launch their own course. But before we get to that, knowing what you know now, what would be your parting piece of advice, kind of for the Marisa of just like before you even created your first course, and all the other Marisas out there who are thinking about creating, you know, whether they have a book already on the subject or not, we're thinking about creating their first course. What would be kind of your parting piece of advice for those folks?
Well, my mission now in life is to get people so excited about changing their lives that they stop dreaming and start, you know, doing, right? Start taking action. And I just wish that I got started sooner. I think I was in my head for a very long time, fantasizing about the life that could be, the books that could be, the courses that could be. And the longer you protract that process, the longer it's going to take you to be living the life that you want and, you know, having the impact that you want and having the book and having the courses. So honestly, I would just encourage myself to put aside the fears and the doubts and do it sooner. I mean, I was an artist, and my dad told me when I graduated from college that I had no marketable skills. And I went on to build an 8-figure business that have helped, you know, thousands and thousands of people. And I've seen so many people make that leap from being single moms to being incredible, like entrepreneurial moguls, from, you know, being surgeons to leaving, you know, the hospital and then being able to kind of reach way more people, you know, from going from what they call the sick care system to the real healthcare system. I mean, I've seen so many people make that leap, and that so many options and opportunities are available to us at any point in time. And a lot of times we have that kind of voice whispering to us that there's more that's possible, like that this isn't necessarily it, that, you know, you were meant for more, you're meant to serve, you're meant to impact. And I think listening to that voice sooner rather than later is the main advice that I would share, because what are you waiting for?
Right? Yeah. Yeah. That's great. It's like the classic, best time to plant a tree,
10 years ago, second best time to plant a tree right now.
Yep. And if, you know, as Abraham Lincoln said, if you gave me 7 hours to cut down the tree, I would spend 4 hours sharpening the axe. But that doesn't mean sharpening the axe by waiting and thinking on your own. It means getting into action, strategizing, you know, testing your ideas and getting started.
Yeah, that's great. Marisa, I know you've got some really great resources that help people with launching their course, starting their course and things like that. And you've got something happening kind of at the time of publishing this interview, which so that there's something timely that people can go to, but then also beyond that, you know, you can come back to this link. So where can people go to find out more about you and to find out more of what you've got that'll help them with their online course?
Absolutely. Well, first to find out more about me, you can go to liveyourmessage.com/subscribe. And that's going to get you all our weekly tips and strategies on winning the game of business. But right now, I've got something really hot coming that only happens once a year, where I actually deliver a 5-day profitable product idea challenge. And it took me 10 years and 10,000 students to distill the process of coming up with that profitable idea down to about an hour or so of training and action. So if you want that, you can go to liveyourmessage.com/Chandler. And we've got tens of thousands of people who go through it all at the same time. So you get all of that momentum and all of that community. And everything that I've been talking about today, I actually do that in this little micro course, right? And you get it for free right now. You only get it for free once a year. You can still go there later, but you get it for free once a year. You get to actually witness what it's like to have all of that gamification, all of those, you know, future self vision, all of that stuff happening to you. And you're going to end up 5 days later with your idea for a course ready to go.
Awesome. Guys, check it out. Go to liveyourmessage.com/Chandler. That's my first name. liveyourmessage.com/Chandler and check out the challenge there and learn from Marisa about how to start and how to launch your online course. Marisa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been super duper fun to finally get to do something together.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode of the Self-Publishing School Podcast. I know there's so many places that you could be spending your time. There's other podcasts that you could be listening to, YouTube channels that you'd be watching. So thank you so much. It means the world. Now, I want you to do three things right now if you found this episode helpful. All right. Number one, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a YouTube channel. It's a companion channel to this podcast. All the video versions of the episode are on the YouTube channel. So number one, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Number two, if you're listening to this podcast wherever, whether this is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, number two, I want you to subscribe to this podcast right now so you don't miss a future episode. And then number three, this is probably the most important, leave a review on the podcast. All right, reviews are super important and help the podcast get discovered by other people. So number three, leave a review on the podcast. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on the fence about scheduling a publishing consultation call with my team, maybe you're not quite ready for that, I've got some free training that I think will be really helpful for you. All right, all you have to do is go to register to sign up. Go to selfpublishing.com/free training. When you do, you're also going to get a free digital copy of my new book, Published. And on that training, you're going to learn the next step, so how to implement with your book. So how to write, how to publish, how to launch successfully. So go to register right now at selfpublishing.com/free training. I'll see you there.